Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Yesterday, in the Hall of St. Anthony at Rome's Pontifical Antonianum University, scholars gathered for a study day examining theoretical and practical aspects of state funding for Catholic schools. Under the sponsorship of the Faculty of Canon Law at the Antonianum and with the cooperation of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, scholars from all around the world participated in the study day. Professor Thomas Berg of the St. Thomas Law School in Minneapolis, Minnesota, delivered a talk on the more or less encouraging rationales for the history of Catholic schools' relative autonomy in the United States.
There's a rationale for not funding religious schools that is actually grounded in a concern for their autonomy, a judgment, a prediction that whenever there's state money, with it comes state control, and that it is better both for the independence and the vitality of religious organizations to be free from state control. It will encourage their own members to become more active in supporting the organization. That was an argument made during the founding era. They made it about the state support of clergy specifically, but it can apply to schools as well. That's what I call the happy rationale. The less happy rationale, which one has to admit play a large role, is the idea that separate school systems are dangerous to the cohesion of society. It's a much more troubling rationale that one can't trust the parents and the institutions of civil society to instill social virtues, that one can only do it through the state and through having everyone in the same set of institutions. That's a much more troubling rationale.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.